I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars.
This is a big regret. I can't believe it.
What happened?
Have you seen the Simpsons episode where Homer says how he went to the Mr. T was making an appearance at the shopping center and he was like, I'll go a little later. And when I got there, he was gone. And when I asked if he was coming back, they said, we don't know, or something like that.
Yeah.
So I've done that to myself. So Mark Hamill was at Comic-Con in the Star Wars section.
Yeah.
And he was signing autographs.
Right.
And we're towards the end of a long, like a month holiday and, you know, lots of money had been spent. And his autograph was maybe like $120.
Okay.
It was somewhere between 100 and 150. And you get the photo, you get
an 8x10. It's the sort of money you have to think about for a moment. It's not like throwaway money.
Yeah, but it is throwaway money. Like So what happened? Like he was meant to do two sessions, and then I was like, I'll think about it, and then I'll go back to the second session.
Yeah. Oh no.
And he was feeling a bit sick, so I was there like waiting, and it's like, oh no, Mark was feeling a little bit sick, so he's gone to his hotel room, and you know when you maybe want something,
yeah,
and then you can't have it, and it's like, that's all I've ever wanted.
I wanted his signature.
Yeah. So I've never forgiven myself. Like I'm on this.
Yeah.
Like, and I feel like I've given him a death sentence.
Oh my God.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like time's ticking now.
You'll get it again. I reckon that'll happen. I reckon if you set out to get Mark Hamill's signature, you could get that easy. Within a year, you could have that signature.
But I have to get it off him.
Yeah, you've
I
got
can't
to
just buy it off. Like, I'll never buy.
No. You can't buy a signature. I think that's completely besides the point. You need to just go track down Mark Hamill and get his signature. You could do that, I reckon.
All right. Well, I'm hoping. I will be at Comic-Con this year, so.
You never know. Yeah. And if not, just make it a detour for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark, I'm coming for you.
If he hears this, I'm sure he will. He can then jack up the price when he sees me coming and go, this guy's.
Yeah.
This guy's desperate for it.
It's on his bucket list.
And I'm sure he's, the value of his signature is probably going to be in far more demand with some new films.
Well,
to
now
pump
it
out.
Is. Yeah. Which leads to the kind of the only two predictions that I've really formed in my head so far. One, and I don't know if you discussed this last time, but I do believe that they're going to kill off Han. It hurts me to think it, and I hope that I'm wrong, but I do think they're going to kill off Han Solo in that first film. I don't think that they'll be able to get Harrison Ford to agree to do another three. And, you know, I didn't know this, but I've learned recently that he was wanting Han to get killed off anyway.
Mm.
So I think that will happen.
Yeah, he definitely wanted to die in Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, which surprises me, but yeah, it's interesting. It's also very interesting when I learned that Lando was meant to die. Which makes that final scene when they say goodbye to each other in the front of the Millennium Falcon. When you watch that now, knowing that the performers played it with the idea that Lando was going to die, it's a really great scene to watch back. So it was really interesting.
You know, Harrison Ford did know that after Return of the Jedi, Billy Dee's career was going to die. So,
so he would have performed it the same anyway.
He goes, I will not be seeing you at the Oscars.
Aww. The only other prediction I have is that one of the big poignant movies in the film is when Leia's going to crack out using the Force. I think it's going to come down to her.
What an interesting turn of phrase. Hey, Leia, crack out a bit of Force, can you?
Crack out some Force, love. I think that there's going to be a moment when everybody's in danger. It's dire. There's no way out.
Good. I haven't thought about that.
She is just going to do something insane with the Force because now she knows that she's had the Force and she's had all these years to be working on it. But I also don't think that her character is the sort that would just walk around force opening doors. You know what I mean? I think for her it would be a really private, personal
thing.
Well,
she's a princess. She's got people to open the doors for her.
Got people to open the doors for her anyway. But yeah, I think that, you know, perhaps maybe as a result of Han dying or in an attempt to save him, I think you're going to see Leia's power and that she's as powerful, if not more so. I believe she's meant to be more powerful than Luke. Isn't that right?
I think that's all conjecture at the moment.
Right.
Like, that's all, because, you know, I'm not sure how close you follow the what's going on, but all the expanded universe books.
Yes, I know that they're not.
They've been put to.
Not canonized.
They've
anymore.
Been put on the B team.
Which is, I can understand why people have been really upset about that. You know, at the same time, it excites me because now it means that anything is possible in this new film.
Mm-hmm.
So there are pros and cons, but for, yeah, I've read a couple of those books and I think they're great and, yeah, it is a bit upset.
I've read a couple that are awesome.
Yeah.
Like the Thrawn trilogy, which is sort of like the original three books.
Yep.
I would recommend anyone that's gagging for a bit of post-Return of the Jedi action.
Yep.
Before December 2015 to get that, those three books. But I've read some that are just like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
Like, and it just went too far.
Yeah.
Too far. And I think this gives us a good chance to restart and it's not so overwhelming. Like, I was sort of done with the books. I was like, it's too much. I would get ones that were sort of standalone.
Yeah.
So I haven't read it yet, but that Darth Plagueis one where it's sort of like all you need to get the book is to have seen the movies.
Yeah.
And I think that's the, you know, the good books is where it's, you're just like, you've seen the six movies, here's a book.
Here's something else.
You don't need to read like 14 other books to understand who this new character is and why they've got a robotic arm. And like, I'm sure I read one where Luke was in love with a ghost of a Jedi that was haunting an old spaceship.
Right.
And it's just like,
yeah,
what form of erotic fiction is this?
Fan fiction. Oh, my God.
My lightsaber was not ignited, let me tell you.
I read some good stuff about the relationship between Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan when they were younger.
Mm-hmm.
Some stuff about their training and stuff like that, which was really good because I thought Qui-Gon was just such an underused character. He was actually really interesting. But, yeah, I agree. Sometimes things can just go way too far out and it becomes that weird non-accessible club where it's like, oh, you don't know that happened, and then you feel excluded from something that you really love. And I don't love it when that happens, when you feel lost in a universe that you kind of feel like you've got a really strong place in.
Yeah. And I think Star Wars hopefully is in the film wise is about to have a giant boom.
Yeah,
but hopefully it will have a big boom in like just fandom, people getting into it.
Yeah.
You know, because there's, you know, people like everyone, I can't imagine people not going to the film. Like, it's...
Yeah, I can't imagine you not going either.
Like, it's kind of mandatory.
You have to go see Star Wars.
Like, it's weird if you don't go.
To hear the full episode, along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys! As well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com /Steel Wars. And may that force be with you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.